Most of the state's 130,000 Medicaid recipients now have a choice to make. They need to select one of three out-of-state organizations, WellSense, Centene, or Meridian, to effectively take over administration and management of their health coverage. And with tens of millions of dollars on the line, these companies would love their business.
The number of members that select them is directly linked to their compensation. They get paid what we call a PMPM, a per member per month rate. So they really want as many members as they can get.
Lisa Britsolsky is Deputy Medicaid Director for the state. She says the three managed care organizations, or MCOs, make money by signing up as many people as they can and then ideally keeping their customers healthy to keep expenses low. But to get people to sign up, the MCOs can't exactly compete on price since Medicaid recipients don't pay for their care. It's sort of like the airlines before deregulation. Wide seats and attractive stewardesses wooed customers in the 60s, and the managed care world has its own history of marketing strategy.
The most colorful one was one that gave away turkeys.
Gordon Bonnieman is executive director of the Tennessee Justice Center, a public interest law firm. His state transitioned to managed care back in the mid-90s. Six companies did all they could, including door-to-door marketing, branded oven mitts, and the aforementioned turkeys to sign up members. It was a loosely regulated transition, and Bonnieman says a lot of vulnerable people were pressured into plans without understanding the stakes.
Consumers need to understand, okay, this is what I'm buying into. I'm buying into a plan in which I will not have freedom to choose which doctor I go to or which pharmacy. I'm going to be locked into a provider network.
But by being the 48th state to take on managed care, New Hampshire is learning from these past mistakes. The state included strict language in the contracts to prevent marketing abuses. Kevin Klein is with WellSense, one of the three MCOs preparing to launch.
We are not permitted to do, you know, cold calling or to give a hard sell in any way. All the communications that we have with Medicaid recipients in the state have to be approved through the state.
The MCOs will be able to compete through incentives, a common strategy nationally. Nothing is guaranteed, but each of the companies has a list of perks members could get if they sign up.
Bike helmets. We offer, you know, Weight Watchers and fitness reimbursement, as well as infant car seats.
Since the state isn't giving out recipients' names or addresses, the three MCOs will have to use broad marketing techniques to advertise these incentives. Think billboards, social media, booths at the mall, maybe radio or TV spots like Kentucky was treated to during their open enrollment period.
When choosing a health plan that really cares about your family, there's only one. Passport is that plan, and the only one to offer the Passport Promise. Our commitment to put
it may not be jingles or gym memberships that get people to pick a plan. Lisa Britsolsky with DHHS says for Medicaid recipients, what may matter most is which plan will allow them access to their current doctor.
First, you want to figure out who are my providers and what plans do they participate in. And if you've got a provider that's only participating in one plan, that's probably the plan you should pick.
Solsky says you can contact the state to get that information. Medicaid recipients will also receive an information packet in the mail with side-by-side comparisons of the plans. Everyone enrolling in managed care has about 2 months to make their selection. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.